You're listening to SBS News.
Gerardus Menke. Mary Menke. Daphne Neven. My brother Jack O'Brien. And Victor Oreshkin.
Family and friends of those killed on Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 took turns to read out the names of Australian victims outside the Russian consulate in Sydney. On July 17, 2014, the flight was on its way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur when it was shot down over eastern Ukraine near the Russian border in territory held by pro-Russian separatists. All those on board perished, including 38 Australians. Some of the affected families delivered a joint letter to the Russian consulate, taking turns to read parts of the letter, expressing their grief and frustration in the process.
We realise that no court proceedings will make a difference to the depth of our grief or reduce the gaping holes in our lives. Still, the truth about what happened to MH17 exists and it matters. A trial will allow all the evidence to be properly tested and the truth to be firmly established. A trial also sends the important message that you cannot kill innocent people and expect no consequences.
Ruth Scott was at the gathering. She lost her brother Michael Clancy and her sister-in-law Carol Clancy.
It's still just as raw as what it ever was. You know, you go day to day, sometimes it's not in the front of your mind, but then just the smallest little thing will bring it back to the front again. You know, just simple things, silly little things, you know, looking at a sunflower, for instance, or just a turn of phrase.
A joint team formed in 2014 by Australia, Belgium, Malaysia, the Netherlands and Ukraine concluded the plane was shot down by a Russian missile. Investigators believe Russia-backed Ukrainian rebels probably mistook the Boeing 777 passenger jet for a Ukrainian military plane, but Russia continues to deny any involvement. The Dutch-led international investigation team has charged in absentia four suspects for the disaster, three Russians and one Ukrainian. International arrest warrants for the four have been issued. Australia says it's supporting the Dutch prosecution and has set aside more than $50 million for it, including making sure Australian families can access the proceedings and have translation services available. Acting Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham says the fifth anniversary of the incident is an occasion for Australia to recommit its efforts to seek justice for the victims' families.
This has been an incredibly complicated investigation in terms of the international legal factors, the work in difficult environs, and of course ensuring that every step is followed so that we can be clear around the involvement of other nations and ultimately the involvement of individuals. We are pleased that ahead of reaching this five-year anniversary, that work has culminated in the identification of individuals and work towards prosecution of those individuals. Now we want to make sure that prosecution proceeds and is successful, and we urge all those around the world to cooperate to allow that to happen.
For Meryn O'Brien, who lost her son Jack, meeting others in the same situation has helped her feel like she is not so alone. She feels Russia may have some of the answers families are seeking and hope this letter to the consulate will help.
Part of me hopes, you know, we're human beings on this side of the fence and the people who work in there are human beings as well, with mothers and sisters and brothers, and also people know the truth. People in there know the truth as well. So who knows? It can't hurt.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.